Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. It's a new week. Okay, this is crazy. I had such a good time with spring idioms last week. I thought, let's do it again, but not with the word spring. Let's do it with March. March. Again, idioms are words or phrases that go together here in the U.S., and they don't mean their literal meaning. So let's talk about all these ones that have the word March in them. Here's the Imperial March from Star Wars to get us started. Here's a March idiom that I've never used before, but it's interesting. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. The history of this is here in the Northern Hemisphere, especially in the United States, tends to be very harsh, very unpleasant, very wintry, even through the beginning of March. But by the end of the month of March, it's almost like weather is done. It's a little more palatable. And again, it starts getting a little bit better and nicer. So when it says March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, you know, that's what that means. Now, from a leadership perspective, you know, I'm not sure exactly how you can use this. You've got coworkers who say things like, I can't wait for the cold weather to be over. I'm so tired of this. I'm ready for spring. Back with the, hey, March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. So hang in there. But it's just interesting to kind of think about how that's used. So anyhow, there's our first March idiom. We've got some more this week. Looking forward to sharing those with you beginning tomorrow.